SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The partial government shutdown affecting Homeland Security funding has stretched into its second month, and the biggest impact is being felt at airport security checkpoints. Aaron Barker is a union rep for TSA workers who have gone for 4 weeks without a paycheck.
This shutdown is occurring during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. As staffing challenges rise, passenger wait times will increase.
Meanwhile, hundreds of flights are canceled or delayed today after those strong storms yesterday dumped snow in the Midwest and brought high winds and rain to the east. Iran's top security official and the head of a Revolutionary Guard militia were both killed in overnight strikes in a blow to the country's leadership. The Trump administration is boasting about military success against Iran, but the closing of the vital Strait of Hormuz remains a problem that is rippling through the global economy. 7 people in 3 states have been sickened by E. coli food poisoning.
The cases are linked to cheddar cheese made with raw milk. The Food and Drug Administration says California-based Raw Farm made the cheese. That is the likely source. Illnesses were reported between September of last year and last month and include 5 in California and 1 each in Florida and Texas. 4 cases were in children, 3 or younger. 2 people had to be hospitalized. The FDA recommended Raw Farm voluntarily remove the raw cheese products from being sold. The company said no. The CDC is urging people to consider not eating the products. Ed Donahue, Washington.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has been diagnosed with early-stage breast cancer. President Trump said Wiles has begun her treatment, will remain on the job, and that her prognosis is excellent. This is SRN News. British lawmakers are taking on pornography. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The House of Lords has passed a series of amendments to its online porn law that ban images of children or of violent behavior. All these things are banned in laws governing physical pornography, but online platforms were not covered. The United Kingdom has been moving to curtail smut on the internet in recent years, passing statutes that many evangelical leaders and decency advocates here in the U.S. wish that Congress would copy. Michael Harrington reporting.
Attacks on synagogues all around Europe and North America have Jewish people on edge. The Secure Community Network, a Jewish security organization, tells the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, "We are in the midst of the most elevated and complex threat environment that the Jewish community and this country has seen in modern history." Anti-Semitism was already surging in the wake of the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. Experts are offering some tips for consumers who are trying to save money on gas.
For starters, the experts say you can change the way you drive. That might mean driving slower or using cruise control more often. They say to limit the time you let your car idle. That means not switching off your automatic start-stop ignition if you have one. Also, avoid using roof racks or bike racks when you don't need them. And eliminate unnecessary weight you might be hauling around in your trunk or truck bed. Bob Agner reporting.
A man who spent nearly 2 decades in prison for a roughly $550 robbery has been exonerated and freed. Prosecutors say they now agree that Kenneth Windley didn't commit the crime. As he left a Brooklyn, New York courthouse yesterday, the 61-year-old Windley said the wrongful conviction cost him 20 years, but they corrected it now, and he said, "That's all that matters." More details at srnnews.com.